It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado seems to have sidestepped a major post-holiday COVID-19 surge. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The governor and top health leaders urged Coloradans to avoid travel and large unmasked indoor gatherings to prevent spreading coronavirus. Many seem to have heeded that advice. Elizabeth Carlton, a member of the state's COVID-19 modeling team, says hospitalizations for patients with COVID-19 have dropped sharply from a high in early December.
If you look at the number of people in the hospital with COVID-19, we're doing really well. We're doing much better than a lot of other states.
She says the coming weeks are critical. Other metrics like positivity and cases are also down considerably and headed in the right direction. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Laid-off Coloradans could be waiting several weeks more for their unemployment benefits to resume, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The State Labor Department has a brand new software system for people collecting unemployment benefits, but it may be a few weeks longer before Colorado delivers what many are waiting for. Tens of thousands of people's unemployment benefits expired at the end of December. Congress approved an extension that will renew those payments for at least 11 weeks, but the stimulus deal took so long that it created a gap. Here's Phil Spetzhart, Benefit Services Manager.
Every time Congress extends a program, they make changes to it. So it's not just as simple as throwing money back on some claims. There are other rules that end up applying that then have to be programmed in.
Colorado's phased rollout isn't expected to begin until late January or early February. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Every 2 years, Congress starts with a blank legislative slate. Newly re-elected Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter already knows what he wants added to the agenda. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Perlmutter plans to bring back his Safe Banking Act. The bill would let legal marijuana companies access financial services. It passed the House but never got through the Senate. Also on his list of priorities is additional COVID relief. He's seeking state and local aid, but that's not all.
Infrastructure will be very high on my list of priorities. And I think it's high on the president-elect's list of priorities, too.
Renewable energy and aerospace issues related to the Mars 2033 project round out Perlmutter's wish list as the 117th Congress gets underway. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.